Happy Easter Monday and happy holiday. Welcome to the show. It is the sunny side. And yes, the sun is up there doing the work of the Lord. My name is Constance Mega. How are you enjoying your Easter holiday? If you observe the holiday, but if you are not observing the holiday, how are you doing? Welcome on board. Okay, so in a bit, we'll be talking about something. Dreams. We'll be talking about that. Do you place importance on dreams? All right. Okay, welcome on board. Okay, so this is it. This is it, right? So, for a very long time, I haven't really dreamt and remembered what dream I had, right? I know it happens to a lot of people, you know, probably you have a dream, but by the time you wake up, it just goes, that's it. You don't remember it. But for the longest time ever, it's just been like that for me. And then for the first time, after a very long time, I had a dream. And I woke up, it was just very early this morning, I think around 3 a.m. or something. And I was really concerned, you know, I just felt really concerned about that dream. You know, so I just felt like, okay, fine, let me just pray. And then in the course of doing the praying, it was as if something else just told me, discuss dreams today on the sunny side. Yeah, exactly. Now, I'll tell you what really happened. So last night, I stayed up late trying to figure out what I will be discussing today on the show. And nothing was actually coming. Like, I stayed up for very long. I think I slept maybe past 11 or something. I was trying to get something. Yeah, someone might say, is it not just, my dear, it's not just. So nothing was really coming. And I was just tired and decided to sleep. And then that dream happened. So yeah, I have a topic. So we're discussing dreams today, okay? So the English dictionary defines dreams as imaginary events. Imaginary events in the mind while sleeping. So that you don't get it twisted, I'm not talking about dreams of goals. I'm not talking about vision. Nah, I'm talking about dreams. That thing that happens when you're sleeping. Those pictures you see. All right. So now it also says that as a transitive verb, it means to envision as an imaginary experience, usually when asleep. So imaginary keeps coming up in this thing, imaginary experience. So I had to just read further about dreams, right? And then I found something called dream déjà vu. You know that thing where you experience or you see a scene or you are having a conversation with someone, and then it's more like, I'm talking about in real life now, and then you have this strong feeling of a knowing. No, it's more like, I've experienced this before. I've been in this very moment before. I guess I have had a dream about this very time before. Oh, but then sadly, it is said that you cannot remember 90% of your dreams. If not, we would be able to tell the future. I mean, I would really love to tell the future. I mean, just imagine dreaming at night about what's going to happen in Nigeria come 2023. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, if all of us actually knows what's going to happen in 2023, we would make better plans, right? We would behave in a certain way. There's going to be this level of certainty. I really wish I had that. But all the same, so let's talk about something else now. This man, Sigmund Freud, he got a theory of dreams. And that theory suggests that dreams represent unconscious desires, thoughts, wish fulfillment, and motivations. Now, according to him, he said that people are driven by repressed and unconscious longings. Repressed and unconscious longings, such as aggressive and sexual instincts. Now, while many people actually have debunked Freud's assertions, Now, research is actually suggesting that there is a dream rebound effect. And this is also known as dream rebound theory. And this time around, they're saying this one is when suppression of a thought tends to result in dreaming about it. I think that's what happened to me. Suppression of a thought. Took my time thinking about a topic, surfed the internet, nothing was coming. And then I went to sleep and a dream happened. And I woke up and that became my topic. All right. So these are my questions anyway. Have you, before I get to the second question, the first one is, do you take dreams seriously? That's my question. Whether yes or no, why? If you do take dreams seriously, tell me why you do that. If you don't, then how come? And then have you had a dream that maybe you later experienced in real life? I've heard people say, I had a dream about this and that, and then it happened. It doesn't have to be something bad. Even as when I was a child, I would dream about certain food or meal prepared at home. And hey, the very next day, that's what we would prepare. Okay. And then the next question actually is, maybe I should have even started with that. But hey, are dreams real? Someone might even argue that dreams are, they're not real. There's nothing like dreams. Just like last week, someone said there's nothing like heaven. So what do psychologists say about why we dream? So I also get to tell you about this one while we talk. So let's talk. The numbers are 0817-923-0002. And head on to Facebook, please. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Get on there, like the page, and join the conversation. Talk to me. Do you take dreams seriously? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. And 0817-923-0007. I'm taking messages via WhatsApp, so you can also send them via 0809-030-6416. Hello, you're welcome to the sunny
Hello,
side.
Hello, Auntie Constance.
Hi.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Kimberma.
All right, you're welcome.
Yes. Dream happens too. Hello?
Okay.
Yes. Dreams happen. Like the one I dreamt one certain time. There was this man that sell electrical parts. I saw this man beating up his wife in the dream. Hello, are you listening to me? Hello?
Chimbroma, is there a reason why you always need me to be answering? Oh, yes, I can hear you. Yeah, while you're
so
talking.
This man beat that of his wife in the dream. You know that in the morning, I was to go to somewhere very early in the morning, as early as 2 a.m. As soon as I opened my gate, I saw this very man quarreling with his wife in front of my gate.
So what did you do?
I have to tell the man, see, look at what I saw in the dream. You have to be very careful with this woman. While he was going to work, the wife was following him. Both of them were quarreling on the road, on the street there.
Okay, so that means you take dreams seriously.
So dreams are real. It just Pharaoh saw something in the dream that brought Joseph to realize his destiny.
Oh,
and then the Nebuchadnezzar also saw something in the dream.
All right, thank you very much, Chimaroma.
I don't know whether you understand. So dreams are real.
Okay, I heard you. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah,
hello.
Good afternoon, Constance.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
This is Minibu Nubita. I'm calling from Rebisi Kingdom.
All right.
Yes, dreams in Nigeria now has run out. No, dream doesn't happen again in Nigeria.
Okay, we're not doing this, all right? This show, it's called The Sunny Side for a purpose, all right? If you're going to do that Nigeria thing, don't worry. Hard facts is coming, all right? So I'm not asking you about Nigeria. I'm asking you to tell me if you take dreams seriously, all right? So that's the conversation we're having. Leave Nigeria out of it. Hello?
Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Zion.
Happy Easter to you, Constance.
Yeah, happy Easter.
I wish I can send you some ice cream, 4 liters.
4 liters of ice cream.
Don't you think you deserve it?
Oh, well, it's nice. I'm not a big fan of ice cream. I do yogurts anyway.
Okay.
But thank you.
What does the Bible say about dreams? Ecclesiastes chapter 5 from verse 3. It says that for the dream cometh out of the multitude of the business of the day. Dreams are spiritual. Dreams are instruction, revelation, through which God has used to direct and instruct us, his believers and his followers. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. There was a man that had a dream that he saw other corns were bowing down for another. Did it come to pass? It came to pass. He also saw the main ones swallowing up the fat ones. The problem with today is that the people that should interpret our dreams for us, we kill them in our villages and we call them witch. Because they were interpreting the dreams for us. The reason that this dream you had, this is the significance and these are the meaning. Today, dreams no longer mean anything again. Nothing. But I stand to be corrected. Somebody should prove me wrong. There are certain places you have been, I'm talking about now, and your mind will say, have I been here before? I think I've been here before. You have been there in your dream some years back, some weeks back, some days back. It was revealed to you in your dream. Some people had misfortune today because they failed to listen to the instructions from their dream. There is what we call the silver lining. I wonder how many people have remembered this word for the past 1 month. Silver lining. When you go to sleep, suddenly you just find yourself another place. You cross the line. The way we sleep can also be reported as death. That is why Christians say if their brother died, they say our brother is sleeping in the Lord. When you dream, that is when you transfer into another realm. What you've done wrong for the day, the things you should have done, the people you quarreled with, why you shouldn't have quarreled with them, and why you should have quarreled with them, in the dream, instructions are given to you.
Okay.
Most of us today, where we are now, it was revealed to us in our dream, sometimes 20 years ago. 10 years ago. So dreams are real. I believe in it. They start at instruction. And like the Bible says, it comes out of the multitude of our daily activities.
All right.
Which means you cannot add a dream more than yourself. You can
okay.
only dream based on your capacity.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Zion. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Felicia Septin, calling from Rokopon.
All right, so talk to me.
Felicity,
I can hear you. Go on.
Yes. Dreams are real. 95% of my dreams come true.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, nothing happens to me without me knowing it. Nothing can happen to me and I say it's a sudden something. I didn't say it. I always have the dream about it before anything happens. So, I don't have any dream and it's dream.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Constance. I'm Noble from Port Harcourt. Sometimes I do dream about something and later in my life, some days, it will appear as if it has happened before, but I don't always take all of my dreams seriously. All right. Good afternoon, Constance. My name is Nwanodi Ibuchi. Yes, I take dreams seriously because it happens. And at some point, it is used to reveal to us the things that will happen to us. But sometimes there is a counterfeit of dreams. I do take it seriously as well because it is a form of revelation from God. Okay. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Makri.
All right, Makri. Go on.
Amakri.
Amakri. All right.
Yeah. That dream, I believe, is very real. It's true. And it's a way God speaks to people. God has the way of speaking to his people. Even And when I say to his people, not just in the church alone, everybody. Because in the scripture, we discover God speaking to different persons in different ways. And dream is one of it. You remember when Jacob was running away from his family? At a point, he slept, and there he saw heaven. The ladder was connected to heaven. Angels were coming down, and he said, of a truth, when he woke up, he said, I see God. This place is where God stays. And he called it the name. And meaning that if without the dream, he would have known how the direction. He worshiped God in that place. So dreams are very real. And I, as a person, I've witnessed it again and again. And some years back when I fell sick, it was in the dream I got a revelation. Wow, somebody came to give me a basin of garri. In the dream I was asking, how can I get garri to eat? Somebody just came with a basin of garri, and I looked at the face of the man. In real life, I know him as a native doctor. So I have to get a broom came into my hands. I flogged him, I flew, followed him, and he ran into a forest in our community where people doesn't go into. And that's where he went. I came back and entered. When I woke up, the door was not locked very well. And when the following day, I went to an elderly person. I gave the narrator the dream, and they said that I should be careful that somebody is about to do me some evil. And I said, that person is a church person. I went to another person who is not a church person. I told the person, they said, they will give me a medicine man or this, all of them. So when I looked at it, all of them boils down to getting infected with one thing or the other. But after 2 weeks, I was in the science lab, and I discovered that I have a colic in my abdomen. That colic led me to the house. And when I got to the house, it was stooling, vomiting, until there was no blood in my body again as at that time. And they gave me different things, and I discovered that high level of anemia was present. So, but in all, in the dreams, what many revelations came through the dreams, and God finally, I talked with him, and he gave me the instruction what to do, and I did. I became salvaged. So you can see that without that dream, you will not have consciousness of what is to come. And that is how it is. So dreams are real.
All right.
And if you are having a relationship with God, God speaks to you in a special way. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I kind of like had a couple of other questions to ask him. Okay, just one of them would have been, with or without that dream, I mean, if anybody falls sick, wouldn't you seek help? Wouldn't you find a way to get a cure, whether you saw it in a dream or not? Anyway, and then before now, Mr. Zion called in to say that God, he's not the only one. A lot of other persons have said God speaks or spoke to the prophets back in the days, spoke to his people through dreams and the examples they have given so far. But then I just need someone to help me out here with this one, because I'm looking at, for the people who would like to do the Bible thing with me, for Hebrews 1:1, it says, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors many times and in many ways through the prophets. So I don't know if part of the many ways is dreams, right? But then it says in verse 2 of it, but in these last days, he has spoken to us through his son. So does God still speak to us through dreams? Now, when we see things happen in the dream, is it really God speaking to us about it? Or our consciousness picking up something, our subconscious mind actually picking up something and trying to play that to us? I'm sure someone who does not believe in God or in Christ would have an interpretation for what dreams are. You know, for someone who goes to church, they would quickly say, yeah, it's God revealing things to me. But the man who doesn't go to church and he has dreams, what would he say happens to him? All right. Well, let's get back to your messages. What's your name? Good day, Constance. I take dreams seriously because anytime I dream, something similar or opposite to that dream happens. Minerva from Port Harcourt. All right. Greetings, Constance. What happened was that you used your spiritual powers, even without consciously knowing. Use this same technique to ask and receive whatever you seek from your higher self or your God. Prayer means feeling in spirituality. And so what you feel is what you pray for in reality. Your attention is your spiritual GSM. So me, can you say this in very simple terms? So that I can actually be carried along. I mean, I read what you typed, but I don't know what you said. Can you break it down? Maybe like one sentence. Just give me one sentence of what it is you just said. It feels like you were talking to me.
Hello?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Osowuna. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right. Please go on.
Okay. Dreams are real.
Why do you say so?
Yes, they're very real. I'll give you one instance.
Okay, please do.
4 years ago, around 4 years ago, I had a dream about a particular lady who was very close to me somehow. So in that dream, I saw her. She was dressed like a woman, a widowed person who lost her husband, you know? So when I was approaching her to ask her what happened and everything, so she was drawing back from me. So she avoided me. She was looking at me strangely, but that's somebody I'm very close to, you know? So after some time, I saw her. So I didn't know she was sick. She saw me also, I started avoiding me in real life. So if you take time, the lady died. I had she died. Understand?
Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
Yes, when I went for condolence, even while I was condoling the mother and the family members, I was so scared. But I didn't know why. I was so scared because I saw it in the dream. So dreams happen. In fact, it's one of the signs of the end time also. Joel, this new Joel and Nehru, he said, your young men shall see their dreams. It's part of it. So dreams do happen. They are real.
All right.
But Joel, I will lack the, I don't know how to say, whether spiritual interpretation to it most times. But dreams do happen. They are real.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Thank you. My name is Good News. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right. You're welcome. So, tell me.
Yes. Talking about dreams. See, I think if you take from the Bible part and coming out from it, dreams for me can be seen as two ways. When a young man has done things, moved things to ensure that he did his duty and has done it well, to something satisfactory, and he's not aged. When talking to his children, he will say, oh, when you start dreaming, when you see them doing things, you say, he's dreaming when he was young. This was how he did it. This was how he did it. Probably the visions of his children then could be the dream, his own dreams. That is one aspect. Another aspect, I see people saying, My dream, as if young ones. I want to say their dream by referring to what they intend doing tomorrow.
Okay, that's not what we're talking about. Hello.
Hello. This is especially nearby, like the days of Joseph, when he told his brothers about what he dreamt. And I think generally, dreams should be taken seriously. That is my trial point. My name is Good News.
All right, thank you very much, Good News. I just have a few minutes on the clock now, but before. Okay, we're still continuing this conversation till 1:25 or so. So before someone else calls in to tell me about vision, right? I made that part clear that what we're discussing is not about vision. What we're discussing is about the dreams that happen, the events, the imaginary events, that's what the psychologists call it, that happen when you are asleep. That's what we're discussing, all right? So that I will not start mentioning vision in this conversation. I'm just saying. Thank you very much. So dreams, do you take them seriously? Or do you see it as nothing? I just left and woke up and that's not a big deal. Now, I've got some things that I found out that some scientists actually say about dreams, more like psychologists now, a whole lot of things they actually said about why we dream. So one of the things they say that causes dreams to happen, number one is that they say that dreams process information. And they say something called activation synthesis model of dreaming, which was first proposed by one J. Allen Hobson and Robert McCauley. They say that it's circuits in the brain become activated during REM sleep. This REM sleep... okay, I'm just going to have to tell you about REM sleep later on, but let me just read through. They say this thing, it triggers the amygdala and hippocampus to create an array of electrical impulses. And this results in a compilation of random thoughts, images, and memories that appear while dreaming. All right. So more like when we are awake, our active minds, you know, just put together the various images and memory fragments of the dream to create a cohesive narrative. That's part of what they say. So they're saying that dreams process information. Another thing, they say that dreams aid in memory. So according to the information processing theory, sleep allows us to consolidate and process all of the information and memories that we have collected during the previous day. Okay. Now, some dream experts suggest that dreaming is a byproduct or even an active part of this experience processing. So whatever went through or whatever happened the previous day, when you're not sleeping, there is a coming together of all of those things. They're processed and then you sleep and it begins to play out as a dream. All right. So many things they actually said, and I'm going to read them as much as I can. One more call, and then I'll read a message from Facebook. Hello, welcome. All right, that was supposed to be one more call. Let's just fulfill that. Hello? I tried. All right, on Facebook, Fabi Sambol says, Happy Easter, Constance. Dreams are highly personal and have the most significance to the individual dreaming them. This being said, dreams do have psychological significance, and they may often be an unconscious reflection of our internal anxieties, fears, desires, hopes, and fantasies. Honestly, people don't really know. All I can say for sure is that when we sleep, we dream. Clearly, sleep is important, but could this be because dreams are dreams just a side effect? What I can say for sure is how important they are to me. A source of pure creativity and imagination that delivers ideas that I would never consciously think of is very important to me. All right. Thank you. Paul Gorsi says, I don't take all dreams seriously because there are some dreams that seem like play. An event may be happening in the city before you know it has turned to the village. However, some dreams of mine happen in real life. For instance, if I dream of a woman putting to birth, in real life, the woman will be delivered of that very gender I saw in my dream. Again, if I dream of time and wake up, the clock will be exactly what I saw in my dream. Oh, wow. This is interesting. Okay. And then on WhatsApp, Constance, good afternoon. Well, dreams are very good and some are for things to come in the future. My own wife was the type that all her dreams will always be negative. She has never dreamt when me, the husband, hits a serious business deal. All she dreams about is always danger, danger. It got to a time I stopped taking her serious. Emeka from Oné, Emeka, pray for your wife. Let us see good, good things. And you too, I don't know, you guys... Take her to somewhere so she can see beautiful things and have beautiful experiences with you. So she will stop seeing danger. It depends on what you do anyway. What do you do for a living? Probably it's something risky.
Oh, hello, Dutch.
Hi. Afternoon. Good afternoon.
Yes. I actually believe in dreams. Dreams work. But dreams too can come in three dimensions. One, okay, from what thoughts from the man. Second one could come from manipulation from the devil, and then dreams will also come from God. And you see, there was a time I had a dream. And in this dream, I saw the present ruler of Nigeria, President Buhari. And as I saw him, in that dream, he said something. That was the initial time he just came into power. He said, Nigeria Buru Banka. So I woke up and I took.
Wow. Can't believe you did that. That was okay. My bad. All right. Really my bad. I was supposed to like cut you off the moment you started saying you saw the president in your dream. I should have actually taken that as a note of warning to let you go. All right. So again, please, let me just appeal to you. All right. Whatever it is that, I don't know, why can't you just for a moment, yeah? For a moment, for just a few hours, listen to the radio and do not have a talk about whether the president, Nigeria, and all those kind of stuff. You know, just come on, it's sunny side. Enjoy a conversation that doesn't have to get to that point where we start abusing people. That's just it. Okay? So please do not call in again in case you dreamt about the governor or about anybody who is ruling in Nigeria. Please, keep the dream to yourself. Don't share it on this show right now. Okay, and I think we should stop taking dreams. Stop telling me your dreams. I'm just asking you to tell me whether you believe in dreams, and if dreams are real to you, why do you think they are real to you? Just tell me, yeah, because I had a dream sometime and I woke up and yes, it happened. Can we do that? Yes, I'm sure we can do that. Thank you very much. Please do not call in again to say anything that is going to put my show in trouble. All right? You're in your house enjoying your Easter. Are you trying to make somebody get into trouble? That is so wrong. Thank you. All right. So we have the news coming up. And of course, after the news, I'll get to share with you some of the things that psychologists say about why we dream. You know, one of the things they actually said is that if your house is cold, like during, yeah, if your house is really, really cold, your dreams are going to be worse. More like you're going to have nightmares, more of nightmares if your house is cold. It's not a generalization that everybody who has a cold house or whose house is cold is going to have a nightmare.